Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for storms today, otherwise cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of thunderstorms, lows level off around 62. Cloudy tomorrow, highs around 86. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 90s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, EDU.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Kansas farmers reporting a poor wheat harvest so far. Some farmers are seeing up to 20% lower yield due to the drought and freezes this spring. One expert at K-State says the worst areas include parts of central and southwest Kansas. Salina police say a man out thousands of dollars after falling for a scammer posing as Elon Musk. Police say the scammer convinced the man to buy $12,000 of Apple gift cards. Police say if anyone requests money through gift cards or Bitcoin, it's a scam. Governor Kelly putting nearly $6 million into new transportation projects across the state. Some projects receiving funding include a Main Street Corridor project in South Hutchinson and Nighthawk Road in Marion County. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this: Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage, because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person. Complete. See what others miss. Hire skills first. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. After months of discussion and public debate, the Ellis County Commission has approved a conditional use permit and contribution agreement for the proposed Tallgrass Solar Development west of Hayes. The project proposed by IBV Energy Partners would cover about 1,800 acres near Mount Pleasant and Yoshimoto Road. Around 20 residents attended Tuesday's meeting to share their thoughts, with supporters and opponents weighing in on the project's potential impact on the community. Some nearby landowners voiced concern about property impacts, unfinished agreements related to roads and emergency response planning, as well as questions about pipelines, water lines, and the possibility of future expansion. Company representatives told commissioners the project is capped at 175 megawatts. Any expansion would require a separate approval process, and there are currently no plans for battery storage. Supporters focused on the potential economic benefits. Grow Hayes officials said the annual payments associated with the project could provide significant revenue for local government and schools while bringing construction activity and economic growth to the area. County officials estimate the project could generate about $11.5 million in payments to the county over its first decade of operation. Landowners participating in the project also spoke in favor of the development, saying the area already has a history of energy production through oil development and that solar energy would provide another source of revenue and investment. Following discussion, the Ellis County Commission unanimously approved both the conditional use permit and the contribution agreement. Commissioners noted the project represents an agreement between private landowners and a private developer, while also acknowledging the input provided by neighboring property owners throughout the review process. With the approvals now in place, the Tallgrass Solar Project moves one step closer to becoming a reality in Ellis County. Families in Hayes will soon have a chance to explore wellness in a fun and interactive way during a special event hosted by the Chamber in Hayes in partnership with the Leadership Hayes class. The event is scheduled for Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. at ARC Park and is designed to encourage children and families to think about wellness beyond just physical health. Organizers say the Leadership Hayes class wanted to create a project focused on children and quickly centered on the idea of mental wellness while also encouraging kids to get outside and stay active. The evening will include a variety of outdoor activities aimed at supporting both physical and mental well-being. One featured activity will be a yoga and meditation station, giving children an opportunity to slow down, relax, and try something they may not normally experience. Organizers hope the event helps children understand that wellness includes emotional, mental, and even spiritual health, not just eating healthy foods or exercising. One planned activity will focus on planting seeds as a way to help children understand the importance of positive thoughts and maintaining healthy mental habits. Leaders behind the event say they wanted activities that children would not only enjoy in the moment, but also remember afterward. They also hope the event sparks conversations at home between parents and children about overall well-being. In addition to the wellness stations, families can enjoy giveaways and prizes throughout the evening, including pool passes, outdoor games, snacks, popsicles, and even a spike ball set. Organizers say the goal is simple: bring families together, get kids outdoors, and make wellness fun and approachable for everyone involved. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting, Chairman Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order on May 29th in the Commission Room. In attendance were Chairman Richard Thompson, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Marvin Matchett, County Clerk Craig Renner, County Attorney Abigail Horn, and others present to discuss commissioner business or observe. Weekly correspondence, fund balances, and minutes were distributed to the commissioners. Max Dibble announced his candidacy for Kansas House of Representatives, 110th District, to the commission. Dallas Goslin joined the meeting. He thanked the commission for their support during his tenure as director of the Norton County Economic Development Group. Dallas is taking the City of Norton's manager position effective June 4th. He will be coordinating economics projects in the interim as they look for a new director. Janelle Morrell joined the meeting and informed the commission that the recording system had been replaced through a grant program that required the invoice be paid first by the county and then reimbursed. She asked that the commission allow the reimbursement to be put back into the capital outlay fund. Commissioner Matchett moved that the reimbursement check for the recording equipment be deposited back into the capital outlay fund. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler reported that the Colby Community College nursing program is potentially going to close down. This will affect the old clinic building, which is currently rented 50-50 by the college and the hospital. The hospital is using the space for the physical therapy department. Previously, the commission had asked the hospital to purchase the building from the county. It was discovered that a county-owned hospital cannot own property as outlined by the Kansas State statute. The commission asked Clerk Renner to do research on the actual operational cost of the building to the county. The commission reviewed the resolutions that County Attorney Horn had prepared under their direction based on the recommendations of the Employee Benefit Committee and a minimum maintenance road request. Commissioner Beidler moved to approve Resolution 2026-10, declaring certain roads to be declared minimum maintenance roads. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. The resolution is required to be published once in the official county newspaper. The roads involved are Road Z from E1 to E2. Lying between sections 1 and 12 of Township 5 South, Range 23. Commissioner Beidler moved to approve Resolution 2026-11 regarding changes to the sick leave section of the handbook. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Matchett moved to approve Resolution 2026-12 regarding changes to the funeral leave section of the handbook. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to approve Resolution 2026-13 regarding changes to the leave donation section of the handbook. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Matchett moved to approve Resolution 2026-14 regarding changes to the vacation leave section of the handbook. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to approve Resolution 2026-15 regarding changes to the insurance section of the handbook. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Matchett moved to approve Resolution 2026-16, a policy addition to the handbook for paid maternity and paternity leave. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Don Rivera joined the meeting. He presented the 2027 funding request. He provided statistics and information regarding his agency's service. Chief of Police Mitch Lowry and Norton City Council members Craig Everly and Jim Miller joined the meeting. The council members were there to support Mitch's presentation to combine the City of Norton's Police Department into a single county-run law enforcement agency. Mitch provided documents that he had prepared showing a timeline and a cost savings analysis. The first step would be to have both entities on board and then form a committee to study and present a solution to both boards. Dallas Goslin joined the meeting and stated his support of the idea. The commission exchanged questions and expressed an interest in proceeding with a joint committee. Mitch informed the commission that he had contacted the Republican Central Committee chairman to put his name on the list for consideration of sheriff. Norton County Treasurer Kathy Carlin joined the meeting. She informed the commission that effective September 1st, 2026, she is retiring. She has informed the governor, the election clerk, and the Republican Central Committee chairman. Norton County Appraiser Mindy Harding joined the commission. Mindy reported on the overall value changes to the county. The county had a 4% increase in valuation. She informed the commission of a grant her office had received for training. Under Sheriff Adam Wallmeyer joined the meeting. Commissioner Matchett had reached out to Adam to visit with the commission about the proposed combining of the City of Norton Police Department and the Sheriff's Department. Adam and Mitch had visited, and he was in agreement that the idea should be explored. He informed the commission that he had contacted the Republican Central Committee chairman to put his name on the list for consideration of sheriff. Commissioner Beidler moved to rescind the burn ban. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to approve the May 18th minutes. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Matchett moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Thompson adjourned the meeting. This concludes the unofficial minutes of the May 11th Board of Commissioners meeting. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A new conservation framework is designed to protect both travel corridors for migratory big game species and working agricultural lands. Rod Bain has the details.
A new framework that combines conservation on working farmlands with a coordinated effort to preserve migratory routes for big game species like elk, pronghorn, and mule deer. As Agriculture Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce explains, the framework brings federal, state, and tribal partners together across 17 states in the western half of the country to address threats to big game species.
The main motivation is to make sure that when we are doing voluntary conservation on agricultural land, that we're not impeding that migration, and we might even be helping it with creating more predictable habitat or improving habitat quality.
Various farm service agency and Natural Resources Conservation Service conservation programs are included as part of the framework strategy, with this offering the latest in a series of USDA-led conservation action frameworks addressing issues on a regional level. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
And also, farm and industry organizations are voicing strong support for USDA's new Great American Cotton Plan, unveiled last week by Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. The initiative is designed to strengthen the U.S. cotton industry by boosting demand, improving export competitiveness, supporting domestic manufacturing, and reinforcing policies that promote American agriculture in the global markets. The American Cotton Shippers Association said the plan represents an important step for growers, merchants, manufacturers, and rural communities that depend on cotton production. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You're not just a grower filling acres. You're building yield because you're a wheat grower, which means Westbred Wheat is the seed for you. Regionally proven wheat varieties, tested in your fields and conditions, bred to deliver top yield potential for those prioritizing performance. Westbred is elite wheat seed for elite wheat growers. We're bred differently, just like you. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on the Kansas Agricultural Network. We'll continue to see fairly active weather here over the next few days as low pressure system and cold front work its way through the area. Temperatures overall will remain near and slightly above normal as we head through our forecast. Average high this time of the year ranges from the low to mid 80s. This afternoon, we'll have a bit more sunshine across the eastern portion of our state and a few more showers and storms across the west. Temperatures will be warming into the low to mid 80s throughout the state. Most of these strong to severe thunderstorms will be primarily focused across the extreme western portions of the state, and we'll also have a chance of seeing a few showers and storms across the central portion of the state as well. Now, as we head into tonight, temperatures will be dipping down into the mid-upper 50s across the western portions of the area. We'll see the mid-60s across central Kansas, low to mid-60s across the eastern portions of the area. We'll have a chance of seeing a few showers and thunderstorms across the western and central portion of the state. A few of these storms could be strong, even severe. As we head through the day on a Thursday, we'll continue to have a chance of seeing a few spotty showers and storms primarily across the central and eastern portion of the state. Temperatures will be warming into the mid to upper 80s statewide. Thursday night, we'll have a few showers and thunderstorms possible, mainly in the eastern half of the state. Temperatures will be dipping down into the mid to upper 50s in the western third of the state. Central and eastern Kansas will see lows in the mid to upper 60s. Friday, we'll see fairly dry weather across the western and central portion of the state. Still a possibility of some lingering storms early in the east. This is a Kansas Ag Network.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with our early consignments for this week's Thursday cattle auction. In the breeding stock, here's 20 black calves. They're 3 and 4 years old, bred black for September 1 calving. In the calves and feeders, here's 102 black heifers. They'd have a very few reds on them. There'll be a load at 775 to 800, the balance of weigh 850. We'd be expecting more consignments of all classic cattle by sale time. Hope to see you at this auction this week. Thank you.